Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Most disastrous weeks a kicker has ever had. Mason Crosby with a chance to come back home and be the hero. He missed four field goals a week ago. That guy right there said, "I'm unaffected." He's been so good for so long with so many pressure kicks. And now this. How good does that gotta feel?
Can't say enough about a number of the individual performances. I think, you know, the finish here with Mason getting the final kick, the two-minute drives there, you know, led by Aaron Rodgers, the defensive stops, the adversity key plays that we made were just huge. So you obviously want to go into the bye week clean, and I think we're gonna be in pretty good shape medically, so our guys have a chance to rest up and get back at it because we know the stretch run we have there.
Show is on the air. We are so glad you are on board. It is just a hell of a time to be a sports fan in Wisconsin. I know you'd like to have some better results, say, from the Badgers at this point. You're getting ready for a Buck season to open up. You've got a football season in full swing, and you got a baseball season that is deep into the postseason with a lot of optimism and hope. A culmination of a rebuild that you lived and survived and embraced, as a matter of fact. Kudos to Brewers fans. It's just, you don't get much better than this. You really don't. This is a lot of fun. 855-830-8648. Those are the numbers. This portion of the program always brought to you by our good friends over at Cousin Subs. It's where they believe in better. You deserve better. And today, speaking of Cousin Subs, he is a god among men. He is back from Lambeau Field. Mike Clemens from NFL Sirius Radio brought us Cousin Subs today, which was simply fantastic as Radio Joe and I, in between commercial breaks, inhaled that stuff and may even have it lodged in an orifice in our body that we really don't know of yet. It's just so good. So fantastic. How you doing, man?
You awake? Good. I got about 3 hours of sleep.
Yeah, we got back late last night. I got about 2.5-3 hours of sleep, yeah, before I got up and started working. Yeah. Kids had to go to school, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Good turnout of crowd. Good 49ers fans were there. A lot of people there watching Charles Woodson, Matt Hasselbeck, two former Packers.
I tell you what,
it was
great.
There with the Monday Night Football crew.
It was great to hear perspective from Nick Collins last night on the Lodge Kohler kickoff.
Oh, yeah.
And that was an underrated thing. And if you didn't get to hear the Lodge Kohler kickoff last night, quite a few people came up to me that had a chance to listen to it and said that was Goosebump Radio.
This is the show you do on Monday night.
Yeah, we did it
you
anyway.
You sit down with a player. Usually it's a current roster player. Sometimes it's a, you know, backer Hall of Famer like Nick Collins.
And he took us inside the locker room during that championship run.
He
just gave us stuff that nobody had said that we didn't really get a chance to hear. He talked about Charles Woodson because Woodson obviously was on site last night, had a chance to see him. But, you know, he took us inside and he said, you know, we didn't really realize Charles was out of the Super Bowl until we went in at halftime. And Charles just looked so dejected. I walked over and I put my hand on his other shoulder. Charles looked up at me. You could kind of see his eyes, you know, and he just said, "I gotcha." Don't worry about it. We're going to get this one for you. And it just, you know, when you know, Green gives that famous, we got to get the ball, go get me the ball moment in that game. You know, when Kevin Green yells it to Clay Matthews comes into the huddle and says, okay, this is it. This is a formation we recognize. And then when they recognize the formation, he yells, we're getting the ball. You know, it just, it foreshadows it. It's just so many things that went on that we didn't get a chance to hear about until now. It was really cool to get him on the program last night. Really cool night.
Now, Bill, 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Do the Green Bay Packers have a Super Bowl team? No, not yet. No, not at all. There's still a lot of things that leave your head scratching. That was a great win last night. That was not a bad 49ers team, even though they're now 1-5. In watching them, when they competed against the Chargers, lost by 2 points, the five turnovers they had against the Cardinals where they handed the ball to the Cardinals, and the way they play, there's some good. They're building, you know, the base. They're rebuilding. They've got a pretty good base going there in San Francisco with John Lynch as your general manager. Kyle Shanahan, I think, is one of the better coaches in the NFL. Great offensive mind. Marquise Goodwin, we saw him racing down the field last night for 126 yards on four catches. The one 67-yarder, two touchdowns. He was hard to cover. The big tight end, Kittle, you're sick. The catches that they've had, they actually did a pretty good job of shutting those guys down. Their running game, though, they couldn't stop them. The Packers couldn't stop that running game they had. We were all surprised that Breida came, but he actually told one of our guys that was in the 49ers locker room, he goes, yeah, I could have played last Tuesday. Man, they put me down for an ankle and questionable.
Right.
I could have played, and he looked great in the warm-ups. But what about Green Bay? They had to win this one because they're going into a bye week. This is a team you've got to beat because you've got to play the Rams and the Patriots, and you got to go to Seattle, and you don't want to fall behind. And you've got to start finding it now. And you're getting Jimmy Graham into these games now a little bit better because I'm telling you, the team I saw in training camp looked like you couldn't stop them. You couldn't stop them.
Right.
And you got a glimpse of that when they ran a couple of drives against the Steelers, but that's it. But they have been, you know, grinding for a gear, looking for a gear through this thing. But Aaron Rodgers comes in there with no timeouts, and he's got the length of the field after the Kevin King interception in that play. And Mike McCarthy was asked about, you know, all right, how good is Aaron Rodgers to go three and out, and still get you in field goal position and win the darn football game?
Yeah, I mean, Aaron's had great ones throughout the years, and I just, you know, the time and just really the menu, the operation, there was clinic. I mean, there's so many key plays there all the way down to the end, you know, even taking all the time off of the clock, you know, kicking the field goal there 3 seconds. So, key plays, you know, the connections with the Devontae, working the boundary. So, you know, even after the big, you know, big play by Kevin King, huge play to give us a chance to even have the last series there. You know, after the penalty there on a kickoff, you know, giving 49ers good field position. So, you know, the first selection there with a run. So, I mean, it just top-notch stuff.
So Mike McCarthy calls these games, right? Until you get to 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's really no time to call in a play.
No, he gives you personnel groupings, and Aaron kind of goes with it.
And that has to be determined before you go back out there.
Right.
With less than 2 minutes to
play.
That's
what I was saying, because people are complaining about McCarthy, and I said, wait a minute. Him and Rodgers are on the sideline. I'm sitting there watching them. They're smiling. Aaron's next to him. You can clearly see there's no animosity. It's just they're talking strategies, you know. Aaron's pointing and kind of moving his fingers, almost as if he's drawing in the air of some things. And then off comes the jacket. Aaron gives him a smile, kind of the wink and a nod. Mike kind of nods his head like, go get it, you know, and off they go.
And part of this is that, you know, there's a down and distance and what time is left that everybody pretty much understands what the script is. The real key that we found, well, let's start with this. Aaron was asked, you know, you had a couple of these three and outs, and you're down by seven. You got 4 minutes left. You've had another three and out. You're standing there on the sideline saying, man, I hope I get the ball back. Because if they go by a field goal, then that's two possessions, and we've lost this football game. So Aaron was asked, what goes through your mind when you're down by seven and the clock is ticking down?
Well, the urgency goes up for sure. And I'm just kind of thinking about last week and what was working last week. And what was working was a lot of 1x3 stuff with kind of Jimmy on one side and Tay in the slot on the other side. So that's what we started with and hit Tay on a big deep over. And then it just came down to matchups. You know, they did a good job in the red zone and mixing their coverages up. They played a little bit more too high than we thought they were going to coming in, but the pressure was consistent. When we picked it up, we had opportunities, but the big play, obviously, of that second last drive was, touchdown to Devontae. I missed a bad throw to Marquez on the fourth down. I got to get that ball up and outside. Poor throw. So it came back and had another opportunity with Devontae on a ball you can easily underthrow, and I obviously threw a little bit better ball that time.
Now, at least Aaron Rodgers right there is admitting, yeah, I had some bad throws again.
Yeah.
Joe, did they say anything in the broadcast that maybe Rodgers talking in a production meeting about a wrist injury that's bothering him?
Not that I know of. I was also watching the Brewer game at the same time.
I don't buy that these throws, he's throwing the football into the dirt.
Right.
And that doesn't mean that Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady aren't allowed to do that every once in a while, but haven't you seen more of those in the last 2 weeks than ever before?
The last 3 weeks, 4 weeks. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if it's the knee or there's
Marquez
something else.
Marquez on that little out pattern last week in Detroit, he threw it at his ankles. He did that a couple of more times last night. Guy's a little short routes. He's throwing the ball into the dirt. Is there an injury to the wrist? Is it a rib or something? Because I don't buy that that's just because your left knee is still sore, you know, from this sprain. Whatever, he's at least admitting, yeah, I'm throwing some bad balls. Now you got no timeouts. You got the length of the field. Kevin King gets you the ball back, and now you got a shot where at least you could get Mason into position for a field goal. So the question is this. Why did in a couple of those two-minute drills at the end of the game, I had this question. Why does he keep throwing deep balls? Why is he looking for a guy maybe 10 yards out that higher percentage throws to the sidelines? Listen to this. He said, first you got to work guys away from the sidelines. You got to get that 49ers defense away from the sidelines where they got inside leverage, not outside leverage. And how do you do that? Well, you got to try and manipulate the safeties. Listen to how he tries to work the field by the formations he decides before he trots out there with no timeouts and less than a minute left to play.
Well, again, you have to look at the setup. We ran some 1x3 stuff, and their answer, like I said, was to go to two high safeties. So when you're playing two high man, the leverage for the outside guys is usually inside because you have the boundary and some safety help. You know, you don't want to give up the middle because you're having two safeties running with a width. So I knew if I could get the ball up and down quickly outside that we had a chance to kind of hit in that hole as normally two-man corners play low shoulder.
If I shoot Jimmy Graham to the right and I have a three-man formation with Devontae in the slot in the middle of those guys, it tends to make them go with two high safeties and they bring in their corners,
they bring them in, yeah.
And it gives me the sidelines, and that's how I can move the ball down the field with no timeouts left on the clock.
It's all
into it.
It's not just walking to the line of scrimmage and going, okay, go.
Yeah, and he's noticed this earlier in the game or in tapes he's watched. If I go 1-3, these guys will give me the sidelines. Mm-hmm. And if I don't have any timeouts left, meanwhile, San Fran still got three timeouts left. Davante Adams was asked this question.
Is anyone better than Aaron in the two-minute drill? I think he had like 50 seconds or maybe a minute left, no timeouts. You got 11 plays in that time.
What do you think?
Nobody, of course not. Nobody, I mean, no timeouts. Not very many people can manage. I mean, start off with a run play like that. I mean, I don't know exactly which plays he called, but with limited personnel, obviously, with having some guys banged up and just getting it done, obviously it took a group effort, but... with him leading that thing, that's why I don't have a doubt in my mind ever when we step on that field, we can score.
In your last couple of drives, when usually you guys move the chains, it seemed like the short pass wasn't there when you were in your scramble. Did the 49ers do a good job of plastering you guys, and so that's why it had to be big plays or else?
It's tough. I mean, I'll have to see it, but there's definitely some points where they did a good job at matching up personnel. You know, it has some pressure on them as well, so some different things. I'll have to definitely look into the film and see what exactly it was.
So it's all about getting matchups, too.
Yeah.
They're not just trying to throw to the routes and looking at the clock and trying to move the chains. Aaron's going to say, if I can get a linebacker on one of these four receivers, that's the guy I'm going to throw to.
Going to go ahead and take a quick break. We're going to come back more with Mike Clemens live here in studio. And don't forget, coming up here in about 20 minutes, Jeremy Jeffress is going to join us as well, your Milwaukee Brewers. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Well, we're going to enjoy this one for sure, but correct it. I'm sure next Monday we'll take a good hard look at this and think about what we did well the first 6 weeks. You know, we're a couple plays away from being 4-2 or 5-1, and definitely a couple plays away from being the other way. So we're thankful to be 3-2-1 right now and realize what's in front of us and how this type of play might not get it done against the next opponent. So we got to play better.
Those are the words of Aaron Rodgers. Mike Clemens joining us here in studio. Real quick, our friends from Van Horn Auto, they bring you this portion of the program. They have the 90-day test drive program available at their locations in Plymouth and Manitowoc and Stoughton. The same thing I did. I went in, looked at a bunch of different cars, decided on the Ram 1500 pickup truck. Loved it. It's like a luxury car wrapped in a pickup truck. It's fantastic. And then they said, we have the 90-day test drive. You heard me right. If you're not satisfied after 90 days, bring it back. No additional commitment. Or if you want to buy it, go ahead and get it. Save up to $2,000. I love this thing. It's a great program, and it's exclusively at Van Horn Auto. Go to vanhornauto.com and shop the inventory that qualifies for the 90-day test drive. That's vanhornauto.com, and they're competitive to everybody in the state, not just there in Plymouth, not just there in Manitowoc or Stoughton, but everybody. Again, go to vanhornauto.com. That's vanhornauto.com. Mike Clemens here in studio with us, and defensively speaking, Mike, they got stops when they needed them, but it has hasn't been perfect by any stretch of the imagination.
No, and coming into this game, the problem with the 49ers is turnovers. They had 5 against the Cardinals in their loss to the Cardinals 28-18. When I was watching CJ Beathard heading into this game, I thought, wait a minute, this kid's got a pretty good arm. That's not too bad of a drop off from Jimmy Garoppolo. And then as I watched him in the game last night, I even tweeted out, I go, would you rather have this number 3 for the 49ers than DeShone Kizer or Brett Hundley as a backup? I mean, the guy finished the full game last night in prime time with a quarterback rating of 115. 2 touchdowns, longest 67 yards. He's finding Marquise Goodwin downfield. And then in the clutch, he's talking about this play where they had worked on this earlier in the week where they could get Goodwin down the seam like that. But he couldn't believe the rush that was on. This is the 49ers quarterback, C.J. Beathard, who felt like he had let down his whole team in trying to take a shot play on a 3rd and 4, and instead Kevin King steps in front of it and gets the pick.
Yeah, I mean, it was an all-out blitz, and that was something me and Keith have worked on. He just running by the guy. The guy's squatting, thinking we're getting out quick, and, it's a play that if you hit it, it looks great. If you don't, then it's not great, but yeah, I feel like obviously I could put the ball in a better spot if I would have had it back. It is what it is.
Some of your listeners are asking too, how can these teams come back like this? How do games go so seesaw like this? Well, there's no greater example than when the Falcons were up in the 3rd quarter of the Super Bowl and the Patriots came back, and the safeties from Atlanta told me they made us run man the whole game, and we shut down Tom Brady and the Patriots. But then we got gassed, so we had to take a breather. We were running out of gas. We went into zone, and that's when Tom Brady carved us up. He started running those crossing routes. He started running James White on the backside
right
for passing. Drove down the field, got the 3 touchdowns, went on and got the win. Kevin King says that they blitzed 7, and they were in what he calls man coverage when he got that pick with just 4 guys back.
You know, we were playing 0, and we showed that look before. You know, I knew they were going to check to something. Happened to be on, the Olympic speed. and they weren't lying about that. You know, they weren't lying about that. But, just got to make the play. I got to make the play. It came to me, and I was in the right spot at the right time. You know, I did what I was supposed to do. You know, got my head around it, and I finished it.
Good got one. His head around. Read the eyes right away.
And the good one was behind him, man.
Yeah.
But the pressure they brought. Mike Pettine brings the pressure on it. I asked the nose tackle, Kenny Clark, about that. By the way, the word that we got from the 49ers locker room is, why was the running game so good? It's because they were told to avoid 2 guys, Kenny Clark and Mike Daniels. Just run around those guys. Mm-hmm. Run plays to the off tackle. Run, in a gap if you can get Clark, doubled up or whatever. But keep the ball from those guys.
Did a lot of pooling last night, too. Guards, tackles, even center at times.
So I asked Kenny Clark about, you guys give up a lot of ground in the middle. But you had this all-out blitz when you got that interception for Kevin King.
I think it was more really about what we didn't do. And, you know, you've seen, you know, those last couple of drives. And, you know, when they tried to get their four-minute offense going, we had more gap integrity. And, you know, you had Blake shooting gaps. I was playing better. You know, everybody was doing their job, really. And we didn't have great technique in the beginning, really, honestly.
But the good news is your defense forces a fumble, you get one in special teams, and then Kevin comes up with the big pick when you really need it.
Yeah, that's huge. You know, we practice it all the time, you know, taking a rip at the ball, taking a strip at the ball, and, you know, we got the ball. And then, you know, Kevin made one of the biggest plays of the game. You know, Coach Payton took a chance in us and blitzing us, and he knew everybody. He knew all the corners had one-on-one, and, you know, quarterback – thought his guy he can make the play. Yeah, you're in situations, but third and four, you know, they can get the ball out quick or whatever. And, you know, things weren't going so good, honestly, the whole day. And, you know, he put his trust in us at the end of the game to make a play, and Kev made it.
It's interesting because we talk about the team and we talk about the defense as a whole, but that particular play where you have the seven-man rush and everybody else is on islands – that was an individual play. That was Kevin King, vintage Kevin King. I mean, that's what you're starting to get a glimpse of continuously out of him. When he's healthy, he's damn good.
He's talking last night with the bandage on his chin when he got a cleat in his face from Golden Tate last week in Detroit. I mean, the guy just draws sometimes the weirdest injuries sometimes, but whatever. He's playing there with these stitches in his chin, trying to talk to you and try to keep a straight, you know, face. But he's talented, man. He's fast. He's got the big wingspan. Makes plays on the sidelines. He's not afraid to wrap up and take down these running backs. You just hope that he can stay healthy because he's, you know, one of your best options. I don't know if Jair Alexander is necessarily that ready to take on, you know, top five wide receivers in the NFL. He's got a lot of talent and a lot of growth to make. And when you talk about, you know, corners, used to be the best corner in the NFL, was on the football field last night for the 49ers and mm-hmm. Richard Sherman. And, you know, these two teams last night, Packers last week in Detroit, 12 penalties for 112 yards. Last night, half a dozen penalties, but it's these killer penalties. Can you believe that Ty Montgomery had another 65-yard kick return called back? And this time it was called on Antonio Morrison, who was your special teams captain for the game,
mm-hmm.
holding behind the runner. That's you got to clean up or you don't have a prayer to get into the postseason.
They had some false starts last night. They had some of these penalties that just were after the play. You know, it just stupid penalties.
But, you know, Mike Pettine, the assignment, you got to get the turnover ratio up. You got to start creating these turnovers, put your players. So you got the game saver with Kevin King's interception. You created two forced fumbles. One on a kick return, so that, you know, credit to the special teams on that. As for the 49ers, they have got these ball security problems. They had, and even your veteran, Richard Sherman, with the critical fourth down penalty he had, and he talked about his young 49ers team. There's a lot of good talent in this John Lynch rebuild, and Sherman talked about it in the 49ers locker room.
Yeah, it's part of the process, and it's part of going against the best quarterback in football. You know, you give him a chance at the end. I can't have that penalty on 4th and 19 and give him a shot, you know, regardless of you know, however, you know, I might feel about it. I got to find a way to win that play without getting a flag. And they gave him a shot, you know, they gave him a shot to win the game. And that's all he needs. You know, he can do it. He can do it.
So the players take off. They'll be back next Monday. Start watching tape for the big trip to L.A. and the Rams.
20 seconds or less. How correctable are the problems on this team right now, do you think, for them to get back and actually make a run?
Defense has got to find a bigger star than what Blake Martinez is doing for them. Someone's going to just stand out to be a Pro Bowl player, and I don't see that yet, except for maybe Kenny Clark. And as for Aaron Rodgers, I hope it's just simply that left knee healing, because there's some of these throws I don't understand yet.
Yep, no doubt. Good stuff, Michael. When we come back, I'm going to hear from Mike McCarthy. And don't forget, we're about 10 minutes away from Jeremy Jeffress, reliever for the Milwaukee Brewers. He's going to join us live coming up here shortly. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.